Pray for us.
Amen.
The Good Shepherd.
That's
her thought. And,
I pray that the Lord would help us be able to bring something out in this that might be a help to somebody today. If you're here today and you're lost, you need the Good Shepherd. If you're here today and saved, you need the Good Shepherd. You need someone to lead you and guide you and direct you in your path. And I'm thankful that I know the Good Shepherd. And I'm thankful He is my shepherd. And there's times I let Him be a good shepherd to me. There's times I go out on my own and go my own directions and my own ways. But there's times that I get myself in a place to where I humble myself enough that I let Him be my shepherd.
Amen.
The 10th chapter of John, very familiar to most Bible readers, says in the 11th verse, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. But he that is a harlot and not the shepherd, whose own sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming and leaveth the sheep. Fleeth, and the wolf catcheth them and scattereth the sheep. The harlot fleeth because he is a harlot and careth not for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and I'm known of mine. As the Father knoweth me, even though I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep, and other sheep I have, which are not of this fold. Them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd." And I want to skip down to the 27th verse of that chapter and read a couple, three more verses. "And my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I give unto them eternal life, and shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which have given them, is greater than I, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand." I want to go over here and take for a text now out of 1 Peter in chapter 2 in the 25th verse. And it says, "For ye were sheep going astray, but now are returned unto the shepherd and the bishop of your souls." And I pray today that the Lord would help us to look at that a little bit, that He is the shepherd and bishop, the pastor. That's what shepherd means, and that's what bishop is pastor to your souls. And I want you to realize this old body here has never been saved. One day it's going to be changed. In the resurrection, when the Lord comes back, it's going to be completely changed, and it'll be completely righteous then. But right now, it's not saved. But He is the shepherd of our souls. And what he leads and directs us in the way we should go. And I'm thankful that I have a good shepherd that knows what I stand in need of. That one that's able to take care of me when I'm not able to take care of myself. And if you've been saved by God's grace, you have that same shepherd. And I'm thankful today that he is able to put us places where we need to be. And He's able to take us out of danger in times when we're standing in danger. I'm thankful that He knows what we stand in need of. But I begin to think about shepherds, and I couldn't help but think about David. And there's so many times in the Bible when you read about David, it's pictures of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He's just a type and shadow of Him, but I'm not saying he was Him in no way or anything like that. Nowhere even close. But when you read about David so many times, you'll see pictures of Jesus. And over here in the 78th chapter, it says, "He chose David also his servant and took him from the sheepfold, from falling to ewes, great with young, and brought him into the feed Jacob his people and Israel his inheritance. So he fed them according to the integrity of his heart and guided them with the skillfulness of his hands. And I begin to think about that, how skillful our Lord's hands are and how he's able to guide us and the way he would have us to go. Those shepherds, they carried a staff, and we might go over and read it in a little while, the 23rd chapter of the Psalms, where the David said, "The Lord is my shepherd," and he talks about the rod and the staff, they comfort me. And I had a hard time with that for a long time. When you think about the rod, it's always to do with chastisement. In that case, that's not what it's talking about. In this case, it's talking about the rod of instruction, the rod of the Word, and how God, the Word is to teach us, and the staff is something that you guide the sheep with, and that represents the Spirit of God. And I want you to know he will lead, and we can take comfort in that, and him guiding and directing us through his Word and through his Spirit. And it's a comfort. He said, "That comforts me." I want you to know it comforts me. Amen. To know that the Lord is guiding me and directing me, leading me beside still waters, in the green pastures. And yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I want you to know, honey, we come to realize the older we get, we're walking in that valley of the shadow of death, and it comforts me through his Word and through his Spirit. He's guiding me along the way. He's guiding me to the River Jordan. He's getting me ready to cross over. He's getting you ready to cross over. He's guiding us and directing us home. I heard Brother Skinner talk about a little of that yesterday at a funeral. Oh, I'm so thankful that he's getting me to a place. You know, when he saves your soul, you're prepared to go to heaven. But that's more to being saved than just being saved. After that, we're to follow God and let him lead us along this way. And he's leading us to that Jordan River. He's getting us to lead us beside still waters, in the green pastures. And but I thought about David over there when he went up against Goliath. We find over there David was keeping the sheep, and he his father sent him to check on his brother. And there was a man named Goliath there. He was a giant, a great big old man, according to the scriptures. And every evening and every morning for 40 days, this man went out and dared all the children of Israel to come out and fight against him. And he said, "If you're able to beat me, we'll serve you. But if I can beat you, you'll serve us." And there wasn't nobody willing to go up against him. And then come this little man that kept the sheep and called him a youth, a young man, just a young tender man. But this young man, when he went up to Saul, he said, "Who is this man, some circumcised Philistine, that defiles the army of a living God? Who is coming after God's sheep?" And I want you to know, he said, "I'll find him." He said, "You're nothing but a youth. You can't do this." And he told him how God had delivered the lion and the bear in his own hand. I don't know about you, but I want you to know right now, when Jeff Fly, could you see me go up against a fight against a bear or a lion, you can rest assured God is leading me in that way, because I ain't enough man to do that. But he wasn't willing to lose one sheep. I believe he was a good shepherd, but he wasn't a good shepherd. We find over there where he took one. The lion got one, and he went and got the lion. I want you to know none of them can pluck one out of his hand. Nobody's never got one. The good shepherd has never, ever lost one. So So he's the good shepherd. I believe it's that 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 4 says he's the chief shepherd. It talks about the elders over there, and it's talking about pastors, and we're under shepherds. We're to watch over the little flock. I'm an under shepherd, whether you want to believe it or not. I'm not much of one. But I have to watch over the little flock that God has sent me over. I have to try to take care of y'all and check on you. Yes, when you miss church, I'm to call and check on you, find where you're at, and make sure you're all right. Yes, you're going to get the text of shame from time to time, but I'm not trying to shame you. What I'm doing is letting you know I love you and I miss you. Has he ever done that for you? Are you here today and you ain't been in church in years? Are you here today and you ain't felt the Spirit of God in a while? And he's reaching out to you through his Spirit and trying to lead you back into his pasture, trying to get you to come back. You're a sheep that gone astray. He's the good shepherd. When you get off in the bars in the bushes somewhere, he'll take that old staff, that big old crook on it, and he'll reach over yonder and pull you right back out of it. He is able to do that. And every once in a while, he'll take that rod and he'll remind you something. He'll bring a remembrance to you of something in his word and let you know, hey, you don't belong over here. Hey, you need to get back over here. And he'll let you know in your word, as you in that word, as you walk in the valley of shadow of death, I'll be with you. I'm not going to leave you nor forsake you. I'll be there with you the whole time. I've seen some people go through some pretty rough things. Sister Mary, bless her little heart, I still see her sitting right here now. Just sitting here like this right here and asking prayers for those that she knew that she worked with. Never worried about her concealed. Never one bit concerned about it. I want you to know the only thing can do that is real salvation. And knowing you got a shepherd to help you cross the river. Have you got that assurance today? Is he your shepherd? Is he the good shepherd of your life? Y'all heard me talk about I was blessed when I met me and Sheila started dating. Her daddy had sheep, and I'd go down there, and he done a pretty good job taking care of his sheep. He was done an old man then. He wasn't able to get up and walk the hills and stuff, but he would send me as a little, I guess you might say, a under-shepherd. He'd send me up on the hills to check on them if he had an old ewe that didn't come in. That one was great with lamb. That was the one he sent David out to check. That was the ones David took care of, the ones had to help special attention. I want you to know we have to have special attention. Yep. I want you to know every once in a while he has to go and place us up on the hill and check on us and get us to bring us back down there to the flock. It may never happen to you. You may have never got off out of the rut and done the wrench that you should be in, but I have in my life. I still do. You'll say, you're our pastor. You're supposed to be our example. No, I'm not. Jesus Christ is your example. All I am is a man. My job is to watch over you the best I can, preach the gospel to the best of my knowledge, teach you the ways of the truth, and love you, but I still get off track. He still has to come get me from time to time because I need a little special attention and bring me back down to where I need to be, back down in the place where he can use me. When we get up on a mountain, a lot of times we can't be used. I want you to know it, realize, but when we get down there in the low places, being humble, we talked about this morning, in the low places, God can use you again. But he's a good shepherd. And he lays down his life for the sheep. I can't imagine nobody loving somebody like he loved. I went last
Sunday night, and I preached up in Tompkinsville at Poplar Log, and he's meeting out in a parking lot, and what I tried to preach on there is a treasure, and lay up your treasures in heaven, and how we're a treasure to God. I don't get that. Look at me. Do I look like any kind of treasure? I mean, just be honest. But in his sight, he's the ambassador and the pastor and the shepherd and the bishop of my soul. He's not seeing what you're seeing. He's laid me up in heaven because I'm a treasure. And there ain't no bear, there's no lion. The devil himself cannot break through and steal. Amen. I'm a treasure to him. He loves me.
Amen.
He wants to be my shepherd. He wants to be your shepherd. He wants to guide you through life. He wants to take you through all the troubles. Now I'm going to say there's still going to be troubles. Don't think there won't be. There's going to be all around you. There's going to be divorce. You're going to see your children hurt. You're going to see your grandchildren hurt. There's people in your family going to die. You're going to get cancer. You're going to all these things. This body don't get saved.
Amen.
He's the pastor to your soul.
Amen.
And he's taking care of that. And he wants to take care of you. He shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather his lambs in his arm and carry them in his bosom, and shall gently lead those that are with young. That's in Isaiah chapter 40, verse 11. He takes the little ones in his arms, the ones that needs the protection.
Amen.
That was over in about 10th chapter of Mark, I believe it is. He had them to bring some for the little ones to come to him. And he took them in his arms. He loves his little lambs. We're going to baptize one of them little lambs that's eating. He loves them. He wants you to follow him. He wants to be your shepherd. He wants to take care of you, but not only the little ones. Even an old, ugly buck like me, one that's done got looking a little rough, Kyle. One that's wounds got out and got a little. Y'all heard me talk about the time my daddy law said he wouldn't be coming to help him tag the sheep. I thought he meant he was on a Friday night. And he said, "Will you come and help me tag the sheep in the morning?" I said, "Yeah. I'll come and help you tag them." I thought he's talking about us putting tags in their ears like you would a cow. I get down there and we catch the sheep. You know what he wanted us to do? Cut the poop that was in their tail and all in their wool and all that mess. That was tagging the sheep. But that's what a good shepherd does. He takes the old dung out. He keeps us cleaned up. And I thought, boy, that tagging is different than what I thought it'd be. That's how I look a lot of the time. Just filthy, nasty. He comes along and he just cleans me right on up. On the outside, because on the inside, you're still a sheep.
Amen.
Ain't that right, brother?
Amen.
You may get to looking a little rough. You may have gone astray. But honey, if you'll let him, he'll bring you right back on in. He'll tag you right on up, and you'll get to looking pretty good again.
Right, amen.
Even an old ugly one like me. Ain't you glad that you got a shepherd?
Amen.
Ain't you glad that you ain't got to follow Jeff Watkins? Hoo-wee, what a mess. David was the shepherd. And he was a good shepherd.
Amen.
But he said, the Lord is my shepherd.
Amen.
And I shall not want. He maketh me lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. What did I say he's the shepherd of? Our souls. He leadeth me beside, he leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff comfort me.
Amen.
Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Yes.
I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd layeth down his life for the sheep. Who else would you rather follow? Who else would you rather to remind you where you need to be?
Amen.
Who else would you rather every once in a while take and just grab you a little bit with that hook and bring you back? There ain't nobody else. Everybody else is just a harlot. He is a good shepherd. In that fifth chapter of 1 Peter, where he talks about the elders and the chief shepherd, in the seventh verse, he said, cast your cares upon him because he careth for you. No other shepherd like him. We talked about this morning about him leading us and directing us and guiding us in Sunday school. Talked about how, Brother Josh talked about how, and we it's me too and it's you too, we end up wanting to take him where we want to go. And I've took him places that I'm so ashamed of. I've took him places that he would have never would have been. But I'm thankful that he's brought me to places that I never thought I'd be either. Who would have thought that know me? Sister Connie has known me ever since I was a boy. Used to be the aggravatingest thing ever was, she'll tell you. Marty's known me ever since I was a child. Who would ever thought he would have led me here? Not me. I guarantee you Sheila didn't think it. But he leads us and we'll let him. And he'll direct us and he'll use us.
Yes.
And we can become a sheep that he can use.
Amen.
Because he is the good shepherd.
Amen.
Let him be the shepherd of your life. He wants to take care of you. And it ain't nobody can take care of you like he can. Follow the Lord.
Amen.
I heard Brother Dane tell when he went over there, and I'm fixing to hush, I promise. Brother Dane went over there and he said that they was riding this tour bus, and He said there was shepherds coming off each hill, and they was fixing the meat right down there at the road. And said they was on that tour bus, and said they just stopped. And said the guide said, "Watch this." And he said the shepherds come off the hill, and the sheep was behind them on both sides. And said they got to the bottom, and said the shepherds just kept talking. They never did hush. They just kept walking. Never stopped. He said it was no confusion whatsoever. When they come out on the other side, each of the sheep was each following their shepherd. The sheep know his voice. I want you to know, if you're one of his, you know his voice. And honey, no matter how much confusion you say there may be, if he's talking to you, you know it's him. There's no confusion when it's him. There ain't nobody. They come to, they send him to arrest him. High priest sent him to arrest him one time. They come back and ask him, "Why ain't you got him?" They said, "There's never been a man spoke like this man. Nobody, nobody has a voice of him. If he spoke to you, you know it. You can't deny it. If he's been there, you know it. You can't deny him. Ain't never been nobody like him.
Amen.
He's the good shepherd." That's my little message. I pray today somebody get something out of it. If nothing else, I pray I get something out of it. I pray that I just let him lead and direct me and guide me the way I should go. Then no matter how rough the road is, honey, you follow him.
Amen.
And he can take a rough road and then turn it to a street of gold. That's the only person, only the good shepherd can do that. Brother, I mean, he takes us down a straight and narrow way where the gate is narrow. There's just a little path. Walk in the old path. And I want you to know your souls will find rest if you'll walk in that. And I want to tell you that's following the good shepherd.
Amen.
Follow the Lord. Go ahead with your song, brother. If you're here today and you're lost, seek the Lord.